You're now listening to The Brian Callen Show, considered the hottest podcast in the universe by Martians. Now get ready for the heat. Here's Brian Callen.
Okay, everybody, you're listening to The Brian Callen Show. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Go to audiblepodcast.com/BCS, which stands for The Brian Callen Show, for your free audio download. I am personally listening to Republic Lost by Lawrence Lessig. He's a Harvard lawyer, and it's essentially about how big money is destroying our government and rendering the United States ungovernable. Government no longer tracks the will of the people. It tracks the will of the money, the group with the most money. Corporations and special interest groups with their lobbyists. There are over 13,000 lobbyists that descend upon that, essentially registered lobbyists, down in the DC area. So it's pretty unbelievable. You no longer, I mean, you can't really do business anymore unless you've got a pipeline to the U.S. government and you can lobby for special favors and privileges. It is an economy of influence, as Lawrence Lessig puts it. So I think it's a very important book, and it's just one of the books you get on Audible. I've been listening to Audible for many years now because when I drive or I'm walking around, I don't have time to read, but I can get books read just by listening to them. And I think you get more out of a book when somebody who can read well basically speaks into your ear. You miss certain things when you read. We tend to skip over things. So anyway, again, go to audiblepodcast.com/BCS to get your free download. And tell me about it. If there's a book I should read, let me know about it. I'll talk about it on my podcast. Okay, so I'm actually happy I have a high-profile guy like Kevin. What is your last name?
Hart.
Yeah, Hart. Because I'm actually, this holiday season, here's what I'm promoting, okay? I found four charities that are actually inspirational. It's not just about charity giving people food. It's about getting people on their feet. And, you know, I think that instead of buying somebody a gift this season, I think it'd be cooler to put their, you know, buy them like a, put something in their name, like sending a girl to school in Afghanistan for a year for $52, as an example, which is something you can do at rescue.org. You can send a girl to school for a year for $52 in Afghanistan, rescue.org, or Shining Hope for Communities, which is just give them money. It goes right to this outstanding school for girls in Kenya in the Kibera slums of Nairobi, where I've been. Thank you very much. We'll get to that in a second. Kevin's already really impressed. Or vitalvoices.org/HAWA fund, which runs a hospital, school, and refugee camp in war-torn Somalia. By a woman started this thing. Check this out. This woman in Somalia goes, I'm going to start a hospital and a school and a refugee camp, and 90,000 people depend on it. And you can actually give money. You can, you know, what, $20, $30 makes a huge difference. And instead of buying somebody like a T-shirt for Christmas, you know, put some money in their name for these awesome charities. Then there's heifer.org, which actually buys people in Haiti. It's so weird. Heifer.org is a charity that buys people. You can buy people in Haiti rabbits, which seems like a weird thing. You can buy a family a bunch of rabbits. What happens is they have plenty of food, and they can export the fur, and it creates a local economy. Oh. So, well, see, that's what this podcast is about,
you know,
Kevin.
What? I was watching this thing on the internet the other day.
Yeah.
And it was about these kids that fuck chickens.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking. I know, but that's kind of a weird segue when I'm talking about.
No, I want to say it was crazy because the boy actually, like, you know, dates the chicken for like a day.
Okay, are you drunk right now? Because it's almost like you're slurring your words.
I'm not slurring my words. I'm just telling you about the boy that has sex with chicken.
Okay,
that's something you should give to on your podcast.
I don't want to. This is actually a very important pot. This is, I try to talk about substantive issues.
So a boy dealing with a chicken intimately is an issue.
That's obviously a psychological disorder that I don't approve of, but
we're talking about it now.
Okay, that's fine.
You just said you don't talk about this stuff.
No, I guess I am talking about it because you've bullied me into it.
Sorry.
Thank you. Now you're
my name's Kevin Hart, and I'm a star.
Okay. We know that you're a star.
Was that Oh, I thought you wanted me to give my introduction.
Let me give the introduction.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm with Kevin Hart, and we're sitting in his trailer, and we're doing a movie here called Ride Along.
You should say apartment.
It's not an apartment. It's
an apartment on wheels.
Okay, it's an apartment on wheels. It is a big trailer because obviously Kevin has, you know.
He's a star. You're right. I'm sorry.
Thank
I shouldn't
you.
Even do it because it's your thing.
Yeah,
this little podcast thing is all about.
It's not a little podcast. It's all right. So far this isn't going well. Kevin is success has gone. You know, obviously he's been very successful. You sold out Madison Square Garden.
Why?
All right. Twice.
I don't know.
You're picking your teeth. You're not even really mouthing your words. It's just so little respect right now.
I got a string bean in my teeth.
Okay.
You ever have a string bean in your teeth?
I've not had a string bean
it's
in my
annoying.
Teeth.
It's annoying.
Okay. I'm just trying to conduct an interview.
Okay. The black guy can't have nothing in his teeth.
I never mentioned that.
I knew it. I was waiting for the race card.
I never mentioned anything racially whatsoever.
It's fine. It's completely fine.
No, that's a crazy. All right. Look. I just watched you do a scene with Lawrence Fishburne, a personal friend of mine. That's probably because I'm in the movie and stuff. Besides myself, who do you look up to as an actor? It's got to be exciting to be with somebody who's been on Mad TV and The Hangover and The Hangover 2.
I was never on Mad TV.
No, but I'm saying I was, so that's got to be kind of...
Get out of here.
Yeah, I was on Mad TV.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I was in the original cast, so I've got that going.
Mad TV?
Yes, yes.
That's interesting.
Okay, you're still picking your teeth.
Oh. All
right. Now, let me ask you some questions. Are you having a good time on this movie Ride Along?
You know what? Yes. Good. Yes, I am. You know, I'm working with some talented people. I mean, Cube and I have hit it off, you know, and it's good when you talk to people and you kind of feed off of them. And John Leguizamo has been amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Tika Sumter, my female interest in the movie, has been amazing as well.
And me.
Dude, I mean, literally, I can go down a list of so many talented people in this film.
Lawrence Fishburne.
That give me something to feed off.
And me.
LF.
Yep. Who? Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne, LF, right.
You know, there's so many.
I think the one thing that we notice about this film
is that, you know, we got a chance to do what no one else has ever done, which is bring that buddy type action comedy back.
Yes. Know? Well, I actually think, in all seriousness, having read the script, it's kind of hilarious.
I don't get how you say that. Got it. I just got it.
You got what?
The thing on my teeth.
All right. Okay, well... I mean,
I'm sorry.
You're clearly drunk. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I'm drunk because I'm holding a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, and your eyes are barely open. This is
okay. Black guy's drunk.
His eyes are kind of closed. Well, you're sitting
some
here.
Some of the Chinese people.
No, you're almost lying down. You're not even sitting, and you've got this bottle in.
Oh, black guy's posture.
And you're still picking your teeth.
I found another piece.
Okay.
I thought I had the whole thing.
I had a reputable podcast.
Can I talk to you about something?
Who?
I work out. I have now worked out for 3 days in a row, and I see a difference.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to work out with me, where's your people at on your podcast? They're like
my people.
They're all everywhere. Like,
I have a very eclectic audience.
They're all everywhere.
Well,
China. All right, everybody in China that's listening to this podcast.
I don't think
if
I have
you
any.
Want to work out?
Yeah,
I got a gym in my house.
Okay, but that's really what is that? Are you running a charity? That's
no. I just got a big house, and I want people to see it.
Okay, well, again, this is not what I was hoping to do. I was hoping to talk to you about the fact that you're you now had this great success, the responsibility that comes with success.
Like managing a house that size. That's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, not really. No, I was more talking about the example that you want to set and what you want to do with your newfound fame and the money.
Oh, okay.
And what it's like to sell out Madison Square Garden.
I'm going to tell you what I want to do. I'm thinking about... putting like what are the things on the top of a helicopter that go around
the propellers?
Propeller. I'm thinking about putting propellers on the top of my house.
Why would you do that?
Because nobody else has it.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to do with your money to make a difference?
Yeah. I'm thinking about buying like you know how you got diamonds and jewelry and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do it all over a baby. Like I'm just going to do a diamond baby. And
you're gonna take a baby and encrust it in diamonds?
Yeah, I'm gonna ice out a baby. Nobody's ever had an iced out baby.
Well, I think that's almost illegal, isn't
it? It's not illegal. What's called is fucking balling.
It's what?
It's called fucking balling.
Okay, well.
It's called My Money Shits on Everybody's because I got an iced out baby.
But that's not really a value system that I think that you should be promoting.
Oh, you're stupid.
Why am I stupid?
Oh, that's not a value system because you didn't think of getting a diamond baby. Can you afford a diamond baby? Exactly.
So you want to put helicopter propellers on the top of your house and you want to bling out a baby.
Yes, and also, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I thought about like going to like the zoo.
Yeah.
You talk about making a difference and like buying all that shit. And, you know.
Hold on. You want to buy all that shit as in you want to buy all the animals?
No. I'm talking all that other shit.
Like,
like the stuffed animals, the fucking the stands, the popcorn. That turkey leg that you can't really chew.
Yeah.
But people still buy
Why would you buy all that
so
stuff?
So other people can't have it.
Okay, so you're a bit of a tyrant. The money has obviously changed you, because I remember you as a very nice guy.
Okay, because I have on leather socks. It's changed me. Have you ever worn a leather sock?
I've never worn leather socks.
Exactly, so that's why you can't say it's changed
it
me.
It just doesn't seem
put
very
my sock on.
Me?
Try it on.
I don't, no, I don't want to. I don't.
Watch this, watch how it feels.
I don't feel like it.
Watch how it feels.
What?
I'm going to buy that.
You're going to buy what? That's a train.
I want that.
Okay, so it just seems like you randomly want to buy a bunch of stuff.
I can.
I know, because you can. Yeah. Is there anything you want to do with your money or with the example you're setting as a performer, as an artist, to make a difference in the world, for example?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, good.
I want to buy like, oh, this is.
Can you talk into the mic, please?
What? Thanks. I don't really. Okay. Here's what I want to do. Honestly, and I thought about this the other day.
Yeah.
I want to buy all the fax machines. What? Because if I buy all the fax machines in the world, guess what will stop?
What?
War.
Why?
Because everybody communicates through fax.
That's not true at all.
It's very true.
People communicate with texting all that stuff.
That's stupid.
I would venture to say that money has put you in a bubble and you're not really keeping up with the times.
It's funny that you say bubble because I bought a bubble.
Okay.
And I lived in a bubble for 3 hours.
What? You mean one of those bubbles they put for people who have low immune systems?
No, one of the bubbles that they blow up with the bubble thing. That you dip in the water, blow it. I lived in that.
Okay, so why did you do that?
Why not?
Okay, so you're
Dude, you know what you are? You're a dick.
Why am
you're
a dick?
The guy, you're the guy. You're the guy that's jealous of the other guy because he can do the things that he wants to
I'm
do.
I'm not jealous. I'm just trying to have a substantive interview here, and it's not every day that I get somebody of your profile, so I'd like
you're
to...
You're asking me about what I want to do to change the world, and I gave you four things that would amazingly change the world.
But those are self-indulgent things.
Okay, what about me taking all of the ice cream, like, in the world and buying it? You know what that stops?
What?
Obesity.
What? I mean, technically, I suppose, but...
Yeah, it's not technically, it's the truth.
They would keep
Who
making...
Who stopped it? Kevin Hart, a.k.a. Hero, a.k.a. give me a medal, a.k.a. let me get a Nobel Peach Prize.
What? You're not going to get a Nobel Peace Prize by buying...
Is it peace or peach?
It's peace.
Oh, shit.
Are you a reader, or do you just play video games? I'm just curious.
Am I a reader?
Yeah.
What? Well, let's just see. Since we're talking on the handy,
it's a handy recorder.
Does that say handy for real?
It says handy recorder, and
fuck
you
that.
Said Hyundai.
Fuck that. That's stupid.
Hyundai recorder.
I thought it said Hyundai.
Well, no, it says it's Handy.
Okay, I see it now.
Yeah.
It's hard to see.
I have to say, this is very disappointing. You're not really setting a good example.
An example for
you. There are a lot of people that look up to you.
Yeah, they are. You know what they're called?
What?
Kids. You know why they look up to me?
Why?
Because they have to.
You mean physically, or what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Are you talking about?
I was just thinking that under these circumstances, you've got a lot of money. You've been very
Dude,
successful.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man.
What?
Because I'm over here doing positive shit.
Okay.
Okay, I'm over here buying shit for positive shit.
Okay, you're clearly very drunk.
Ain't nobody fucking drunk.
What? Okay.
Ain't nobody fucking drunk.
Okay. Well, you're really glugging this. You're drinking
glugging.
This alcohol.
Oh, I'm drunk, but you just say glugging.
Yeah.
That's not even a word.
Oh shit! This is really not going well.
What does glugging mean?
It means you keep taking these huge gulps of whatever that is. Is that vodka or is it tequila?
No shit. That's a word.
Glugging. Yeah. Okay. Can you open your eyes? Your eyes are.
Can you open your legs? That's right.
No.
I open mine. You open yours. Let's play a game of chicken.
I don't feel like doing that. That's
yeah. I just bet you don't.
No, that's not comfortable for
you know
me.
What I've got to tell anybody on your podcast.
What?
Yo, if y'all want to everybody please come down to my new investment. It's called Wing Dings and Ding Dings. It's basically a hot dog wing joint. It's only one in Sacramento, so I know you got some listeners in Sac Town.
Why is it in Sacramento? And what?
Because where I put it at is fucking boss.
Okay, so Wing Dings and Ding Dings.
Wing Dings and Ding Dings. But my name is nowhere on it, so nobody knows that it's mine.
Okay, so you're using my podcast to promote your...
Nobody promoting shit.
Okay.
Why would I do that? This ain't my level for fucking promotion. I wouldn't do that. Also, I want y'all, if you can, and this is good,
yeah,
something you should do too. Yo, everybody please stop at Sneaky Pete's Feet. It's a sneaker store that I just bought.
Where is that?
What?
Where is Sneaky Pete's Feet? It's a terrible name. Did you name it that? It's in Thailand? I don't have any fucking listeners in Thailand. Look, maybe...
Well, if you don't have listeners in Thailand, then why am I doing this? Because that's why I did this.
Okay, well, maybe we should do this another time because you're clearly not really into the movie.
You're not a good interviewer.
Well, I'm trying to be a good interviewer.
Okay, well,
May I ask a couple of questions?
Watch this.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? This is Kev, and this is Kev Hart's podcast. Kevin Hart, a.k.a. Pod P's, a.k.a. Pod PDs and CDs,
okay.
a.k.a. drop that so we can pick it up, and I'm going to tell you what I want. That's picking it up. Hey, man, glad you came and stopped on Shazam.
You're calling me Shazam?
How you doing, man? Talk to me.
I'm doing well.
Hey, you still fucking with drugs?
I don't even smoke pot, man.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I don't even smoke pot.
Yeah.
So is that...
Heard that.
Yeah, I don't do any of that.
My nigga.
Okay, no, I'm... No. See, now you're getting very ghetto. And
yeah,
I'm,
hey, question. People all want to know. Hair in your ass, yes or no?
Excuse me?
Hair in your ass, yes or no?
Hair in my ass.
He's got it. Ding, okay. Ding, ding. Hey, caller number 5 on my podcast is going to win a pair of tickets to go see Beyonce in concert. Okay. Hey, man, people want to know, what do you prefer, the dentist or sneakers?
What do I prefer, the dentist or sneakers?
Yeah.
The worst question I've ever had anybody ask.
Ah, he don't have no feet. Caller number 6 is going to win tickets to see Eminem play the flute. Hey, yeah.
He's playing the flute.
This is what people want. That's what I'm trying to show you how the show is supposed to happen.
Okay, that's the worst. This is the worst interview I've ever.
It's not the worst interview.
You didn't let me get in a fucking word in edgewise.
Well, go.
All right, fine. May I now?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, Kevin, what's it like to sell out Madison Square Garden? What's it like to have started doing, you know, small clubs and now you're the biggest comic in the country?
You know, the best way to answer that question is to ask you, what's it like not paying for sex? Good.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm...
There's your answer.
Okay, so it feels good.
Free pussy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying that you get as a result?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Are you saying that?
No, I don't. You're
Do you
the
know
one
where I can get that?
Free pussy?
If I wanted that.
I guess, yeah, you're a celebrity. You probably
can I tell you where I got it?
Where?
At the Garden. Twice. 2 shows.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, all right, but this is this is very strange to me.
Okay, well, strange to you is good to me.
Look, listen.
I'm telling you what the people want to know.
I understand.
Ask away.
Okay, let me ask another question. You obviously take your childhood, which probably wasn't, you know, the prototypical white picket fence happy childhood.
Well, from now I ain't get raised right.
What's that?
So now I wasn't raised properly.
I don't know anything. I just know you had a special about laughing
by,
at my...
by Doberman pitches and pit bulls, huh?
I know.
What do you mean by white picket fences? You don't think I had a white picket fence?
I don't know. I just know that you...
But you assumed I did.
No. I remember in your special, you said your dad, you know, had issues with drugs, and you play him out, and then you had a tough childhood, and you
I,
turned
well, I
into...
I apologize.
Yeah, you ran...
You know about me. I was about to lie.
Yeah, no, I do know about you.
Okay.
You obviously spun that into gold. And okay. I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about taking something bad that happens to you and turning it into something great.
Yeah. For example, doing this dumbass podcast. Okay? This is fucking bad. But what? You know how I'm going to turn it into good?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to take the 7 people to listen to this and I'm going to make them Kevin Hart fans.
Okay, I have way more than 7
you
listeners.
Don't. No, you don't.
I have over 20,000.
Major shout out to John, Judy, Ralph, Eric, and Debbie.
Who are they?
The people I saw that actually commented on your podcast.
Well, you know, dude, I have
memorized
a lot.
It.
I have 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 downloads.
You don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You can't just say I don't when I do. This is ridiculous. Don't. That's very condescending.
Well, you know what I have?
What?
7 million people on Twitter.
Well, I'm not trying to compete with you.
Yeah, you are.
I am not trying to compete with you.
Yeah.
Shit, you're so drunk.
I'm not drunk.
You're so fucking drunk.
I'm living. Living life.
Okay, look, man. I we got to get back to
you
work.
You should sing.
I should?
Instead of all this shit, you'll be a good singer.
I'm not a very good singer.
Do you dance?
I have danced, yes.
That's what you should do.
Why are you saying that to me?
I just see dancing in your future.
I don't see it at all. I'm a pretty successful stand-up comic, and I'm acting
in
major.
Where are you performing at?
I'll be, in fact, I'm glad you asked, I'll be in San Francisco.
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
I said San Francisco.
I thought you said Scranton.
No, I'll be in San Francisco.
Okay.
In December. In fact, I'm going to get, I'm glad you just
December?
Plugged it. Yeah, in December, Hold on.
You don't know your dates?
No, I do know my dates.
Even know your dates.
You know, I'll be in December. I'm sorry, I'll be in January. I'll be in
what
December.
What
the I'll
be fuck in, is going on,
I'll
man?
Be at the Punchline in San Francisco January 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then I will be in Vancouver January 24th, 25th, 26th at the Comedy Mix. God damn it. I mean, you're ruining even my plugs with this fucking podcast.
Well, okay, first of all, you said you're going to be in San Fran from January to February.
No, I did not. I said I'd be in, no, I said I'd be in January, San Francisco, January 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and then I'll be in Vancouver the 24th, 25th, 26th. And I don't mind saying that I was rated by a lot of different people as the number one comic in the country.
Who?
So by Comedy Magazine and by Stand Up.
By what magazine?
By the Stand Up Times.
By what magazine?
It's Comedy Magazine.
Tell me what night you going up in San Fran, because I'm going to come and do a show that night.
Okay, that's obnoxious, because now you're trying to steal my audience.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to be there once again January 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. Obviously, I would appreciate it if you didn't on purpose schedule.
Hey, Calvin.
Oh, no.
Do me a favor, man. Hey, I'm trying to go to San Fran. I got some shit I want to work out. Book a gig for me.
Okay, why does he have
do some jokes. I don't know, probably like around the 16th.
Why did he
through
come
the
out of
21st
the closet?
Or
why did
something
he come
like
out
that?
Of that small?
Don't worry about where my friends come from.
Okay, but he's
you just
so
worry about
small.
The fact that I want to perform at the Punchline.
Right, he has
the
a monkey on his show. Why
hey,
is
man,
it?
It's called bowling.
Do you
that's what black people do. We spend money on shit.
Okay, I know, but the dwarf with the monkey is that's weird.
Hey, it's called attention.
Okay, is he? Are you, why is he going back into the closet?
Because he's done.
So you keep him in there?
Yeah.
That's really.
It's
that's
not. No, it's,
that's obnoxious.
It's great, is what it is.
That's fun. That's so. That's
it's
so uncool.
Great.
It's not
it's
great.
So
he's
great.
A human being, and he's got a living in a closet with a
monkey.
You
mad because you can't buy a monkey?
I would never do that to somebody.
I can get you a sale on monkeys. Do you want it or not?
I don't want a sale
I can
on
get you a
monkeys.
Monkey for $3,000 right now.
I don't want a monkey.
I'm gonna get you one.
I don't think they should be kept
when's
as pets, and I don't think they should be kept in a
when's
closet with a dwarf. What?
When's your birthday?
January 26th.
You
must
got a goddamn monkey.
I don't want a monkey.
You're bringing in a new year with a monkey.
No, I'm not going to take care of a monkey. Don't
you're
buy me a fucking monkey. Don't buy me a monkey.
If you don't take care of it, this monkey will fuck you up.
Look,
he will fuck you up.
This has been the worst podcast. I was looking so forward to this. This has been the worst podcast I've ever done.
I think it's been the best.
It hasn't been the best. You've ruined everything because your
ratings will go through the roof.
Okay, probably because you're very popular, and then they're going to see that
nah,
this thing has been
why.
A disaster because you're drunk and
why.
You have this. This can you please
ratings go through the roof because I got a big dick.
Oh,
that's why.
I didn't ask about your big dick, and that's not why.
That's
not
that
why.
That is why.
What are you? Are
that's
you?
Why people going to listen?
Okay, I don't need you to take.
Yeah,
please
don't
do take.
I'm going
to
show it.
Okay, no, please don't show
nah,
it.
I'm
I have
do it right
I,
here.
I believe that you have a big.
Yep,
please
nope,
don't. I don't want to see
do.
It.
Nope.
I really don't.
Here we go.
Oh God,
here
damn
go.
It!
That's
what
it's
is
about?
That thing is. What are you?
That's where the fame comes
oh,
from.
What are you wearing on the end of that shit?
Hey, B-Rye. It's
okay,
called a helmet.
Don't call me that. Well, you're wearing a helmet on.
B-Rye.
Okay, please don't call me.
And I'm an Eagles fan, as you can see.
I know, man. This fucking. You have a tattoo on. It's so weird. Okay, man, congratulations.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Great. It's yeah. Fact, please put it away.
I'm going to put it back now.
Oh,
and
God.
It's going to take some time.
Oh,
I'm going to need about two and two.
No.
That's cold
what?
Word for 30 minutes.
okay, I gotta. I'm gonna end this podcast,
well,
man.
Fine, dude. You
can't.
Do.
You have your. It's still out,
dick
man.
Dick watcher.
I'm not a dick. It's right here,
you
though.
You looked at my dick.
I did because you pulled it out.
That was for your listeners.
No, it's not for my listeners.
I pulled it out for your listeners.
I interview fucking academics and celebrities and but people who have something to say and you're.
So I don't have shit to say.
Can you please?
Deep moment.
Oh God. You're
deep
drunk.
Moment from Kevin Hart right now. If you walk outside and the grass is green, that means your shoe is untied. Yeah, basically what I'm saying is put the bricks together and open that door. You just cook some eggs.
Okay, you know what, man? This has been terrible. This has been Kevin Hart.
So you're saying that was knowledge?
Well, I don't even know what the fuck it means.
Let me ask you a question.
What, you're lying down now? You won't even sit up.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Will you sprinkle
please
salt
put,
on
please
something?
Put it
what do
back.
You use?
What?
Will you sprinkle
I can't
salt
look
on something?
At you.
What do you use?
When I put, spread what?
When you sprinkle salt on your food, what do you use?
I use a shaker.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no. All right. You're making no sense, and now you're
that
lying.
That didn't make sense to you?
Yeah.
I basically just told you that your life is a book.
Okay, please let the dwarf out of the closet. Please.
Yeah.
Somebody's at the door
Quan,
now.
Quan, get that.
Okay. Who is that now?
Quan's my Chinese man that just rolls with me.
You have the Chinese man that just hangs out?
Yes.
All right. Why is he wearing a girdle? That's so strange to me.
Well, he's not wearing a girdle.
Okay, well, what is that?
It's called a diaper.
Why is he wearing a diaper? You're like a perverse. You're like a Caligula.
Give me a second. Black women are trying to come in my trailer.
Right.
Sweetie, this ain't the time. You got to edit that part out, bro. Go ahead.
You want me to edit that part out?
Yeah.
You were so mean to her.
Well, it's for a reason.
Okay, what did she do?
Because she comes in and she smiles all the time and I don't like her teeth.
She has beautiful teeth.
She's not to me.
Okay.
I don't like white teeth.
Oh, God. What kind of teeth do you want?
Yellowish.
This has been... I can't... Please tell him to put... Why is he wearing a diaper?
Because that's his job.
You just have a Chinese man walking around with a diaper and a dwarf in a closet with a monkey.
Quan.
No, I don't want
you're
him.
No longer mine.
I don't want him.
You now work for
Brian. No, I don't. No,
yeah,
thank
does.
You, sir. I don't
yeah,
want
he does.
No.
Yeah,
I don't.
He does.
Is that his real name even?
Yeah, he does. And if you fire him, you're a piece of shit.
I'm not.
You're a racist piece of shit.
I'm not a racist piece of shit, and I'm not going to take responsibility for
you're going to take it.
Your person who your door answerer, whatever he does.
It's going good. I like this.
Well, it's not going good.
It's going great.
I am embarrassed, and this has been a huge disappointment.
It's been a huge
disappointment. What? I don't even know what the hell that means.
Yeah,
we've got to get.
You said disappointment. I took the diss off and said appointment.
I know. All right,
and it's been a huge.
I have to say something. You know, fame you used to be the nicest guy on the planet, and fame has really gone to your head.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Let me tell you something else.
What?
Jesus at one point in time drank wine.
Are you comparing yourself to Jesus?
All I'm saying is I drank wine.
Okay. See, this is really unbelievable. You have a Messiah complex now.
What does that mean?
Can you please open your eyes?
What the fuck does Messiah... You just called me a fucking... What does
I
that...
I did it not. I can't even... Please, it's still
you
out.
You just You're called
still,
me a nigga and fucking gibberish? Oh, you son of a bitch.
I did it. I gotta go. All
Quan,
right, listen.
Kick
no,
his ass.
No, this has been Brian Callen.
Quan, you don't work for him no more.
This is the Brian Callen Show.
You just lost Quan, you son
of
a bitch.
Please put your clothes back.
No monkey for
no,
you.
I don't want a monkey.
Dick watcher.
Ow, stop it.
Dick watcher.
Get it away from me.
Dick watcher.
Get it away from me.
You dick watcher.
Ah, fucking... Bye-bye. We're back. This is the second part of my Kevin Hart interview. And Kevin, you I guess were a little. We were. I guess you were a little drunk, and it was. But
well, you know, I don't really think we need to.
No, we don't.
Put a specific
no, it's
title on what it was. But you know, I just kind of want to apologize for my behavior.
Yeah, not a problem, man.
And the tone.
Listen, man, you've done such an amazing job on this movie
Thank
so
you.
Far, and
Thank
you're so
you.
Funny.
Thank you.
And this is the second movie I've done with you, and I mean, it's got to be exciting. You know, who knew you were this good an actor? Did you ever take acting classes, all seriousness?
No.
You never
no,
took acting?
Never took an acting.
Is that right?
No, I'm very serious.
What do you think What do you think it was that, you know, I mean, not to blow smoke up your ass, but I think you're the funniest actor working today. And I also happen to think your stand-up is so universal. You know, it's like you everybody from all different races, sexes,
mm-hmm.
like your comedy.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
And that's really the truth. And I've been doing comedy for a long time, so I happen to think I know exactly what I'm talking about. A lot of my friends are the funniest people on the planet. But I watched both your specials. And you do such an incredible job of bringing everything that you are to the game. And what motivates you, man?
You know what? I'll give you some moments of serious. Like, you know, I play a lot. I'm silly. But I think, first of all, thank you. You know, I mean, as a comedian, when you get when you get compliments from other comedians, it's the best thing that you can do because, right. you know, as comedians,
it's hard to make us laugh.
And funny is not funny to us.
Exactly.
Unless it's really funny.
Exactly.
So for somebody to say that is huge. For me, dude, motivation, A, is being talked about when I'm not here anymore.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people don't think long term, and I consider myself a long term thinker for the simple fact that, you know, when you think comedy, you think Pryor, you know, Murphy, George Carlin,
yeah,
Seinfeld, Kinison,
yeah,
you know, the list goes on and on. Rock, Martin. I mean, I can go down a long list of stand up comedians. Bill Cosby, literally, those people are talked about. Present and, you know, and past,
yeah.
you know. And I think my goal literally is to be in those same conversations when I'm no longer doing stand-up comedy.
You almost, the thing is you already are. You know, John Leguizamo, and you know how great he is.
Oh,
I've been a fan of his forever. Mm-hmm. And we watched some dailies of you, and I swear to God, you know, and we talked about this. The first thing he and I both said, having been actors forever, we went, the guy is such a good actor. That scene, the scenes you're doing, you have this ability to not only be hilarious, spontaneous, and you're cracking everybody up. We're all trying not to laugh, but you bring a real humanity to the part, which mm-hmm. is great. Mm-hmm. I mean, so there's such a sincerity, and I guess the best compliment to give an actor, which is what you are, is I believe everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
As ridiculous as it might be and your energy is really high, I think the secret, and this Will Ferrell has this too, and so does Steve Carell, but you believe everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, it's interesting to watch a stand-up comic who's been so successful, but a lot of stand-ups can't make the transition. It's one thing to have a monologue that you do or a bag of tricks you do up on stage when you and I both know, you after a while, you can really start to get an instinct of what's going to work and what's mm-hmm. not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But your ability to make that, cross that bridge, having no formal training, for me, is just remarkable.
Well, I think it comes in the sense of being grounded, you know? funny is real, you know?
Funny is real.
And what's real is funny, honestly. Because I think the more believable that you make a crazy situation, the better that crazy situation is,
right,
you know?
Right.
When you go off base and you're just a crazy, wacky, funny guy, it may be funny for a second,
but it's not grounded.
It's gonna wear thin.
Yeah, but you know, your work ethic is very is you know, you're a very disciplined guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you come on a set, these are the things I notice just being older and stuff. You make everybody around you, you know, you're a leader on the set, even mm-hmm. though you're a silly goose. You're very aware of your surroundings. I won't mention, you know, specifics, but I know and I've seen you take situations that, you know, a lot of stars would just go to their trailer or whatever, and you've nurtured the mm-hmm. situation.
Mm-hmm.
You've made sure and taken care that nothing gets
crazy
spun
happens.
Out of control.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, on set, I think the best work is done when people are having fun and it's a comfortable environment.
Yeah.
You know, and as actors and comedic actors, when you come to set, you're doing 14, 15-hour days.
Yeah.
And, you know, 14, 15-hour days, of course, anybody can get cranky. And dealing with actors, thespians, who are different from me as a stand-up comedian coming from this world of comedy, it's just fun for me. And
right.
there is no prep. There is no crazy thing that I have to do before we start. For me,
right.
it's going over my lines and breaking the scene down and thinking what I would do, what would make this better. But when you're dealing with actors, sometimes there's so much more that comes with that because the preparation is different.
Well, there. You're working with a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're working with Lawrence Fishburne, right?
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's amazing.
And what's fun to watch is it's such a living, breathing thing. You know, watching you guys work the scene out,
mm-hmm.
work the beats out,
mm-hmm.
work out even changing the script and
mm-hmm.
rewriting things, you know. It really is a collaborative effort, you know.
No, it definitely is. And I think for me to be able to communicate with Lawrence and talk to him the way that we talk, you know, throughout the movie and going back and forth, dude, it's mind-blowing. Because in my mind, that's fucking Lawrence Fishburne.
It's Lawrence Fishburne.
This man is amazing. Like,
yeah.
He's amazing at this craft. And, dude, everybody that you come across, it's like the movie, you know what it is? It's like the movie Thinner.
Mm.
Like where the disease just kept passing as it was touched.
Right.
As it touched other people.
Right.
Thinner.
Right.
And it touched somebody else. Mm. Or that the song, the movie Falling Down, where
right.
they kept on touching people and
yeah.
then people start singing the song and be crazy people. When you're around other actors and literally you talk to them, a piece of what they know, a piece of their involvement with material rubs off on you. That's knowledge.
Yeah,
that's
it's more knowledge
from everybody. And I think that's one thing that I'm blessed to have is an open mindset to listen and always constantly.
But where
learn.
Do you get that from? Because I know your childhood was tough.
Mm-hmm. I don't. That's a crazy part, dude. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it might be just imagination, isn't it?
I guess.
I said to my father once, I said, I, without you as an example, I think I'd be in big trouble. I just wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. My father said, I don't know about that. You were always kind of motivated in your own way. You know, maybe some of it's genetic. Maybe, you know, I don't know.
Well, I mean, with you, it's probably different because your upbringing wasn't as good as mine. You were probably just raised on a much lower level.
No, but I think, that's not true.
We don't have to get into specifics.
Okay,
but I think literally,
it's not true. It doesn't you don't really know anything matter. About my
I don't think we really need to just kind of dwell on that part. Okay. But what I'm saying is, you know, my upbringing, you know, despite the fact that my dad was on drugs, we still maintained a very good relationship. But my mother was amazingly strong. I was just taught at a young age to always want the best. Now you have laziness in so many different aspects of your life,
right.
But when you find that one love, there's no turning back. Like, this is it for me. All
yeah,
my eggs
true.
Are in this basket.
You know where to place all your energy.
Exactly.
Isn't that
exactly.
an amazing thing? But you were an athlete. You're not a big guy, and you always talk about
but I'm an athlete.
You're an athlete. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see that. I was saying the other day, I was watching you with Lawrence, and you guys were wrestling, and I was saying we were in the van. I said, well, the guy is very explosive. I said, if you look at your body, you actually are built like an NFL D-back. I mean, you're fast.
No, I
strong.
Definitely am. I'm
not as strong or as fast as I am. I can beat you at every sport. But that doesn't matter.
That is probably do it, but I don't think
that's
we need
not
to get
important
that.
Right now.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there. But I think my body probably looks way better than yours.
Okay, that's not really. You know, you've never seen
when it comes to physique. Where
no, you haven't seen me with my shirt off. And you certainly haven't seen me with my
that's
pants
the thing.
Off.
I have a shirt on, but you can see.
Okay,
what's
well,
under my
I,
shirt. You,
yeah,
it's more of a mystery and like, oh, it's the white guy with hair.
No,
but
that's
I think
not.
It's like literally. I mean, we know. Well, we don't have to get on.
It's a white guy with hair.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, that's neither. Like I said, here or there.
Okay, well, you said
it's at a point where. You know, we're talking about physique and what you expect. When people see me, they expect what would seem to be great because of my appearance. And that's,
that's very arrogant.
Well,
I don't know that that's what I would say.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I think you have lookers and then you have you.
Okay.
And there's different molds. You know,
no, this is already, see, now we're going off. I was trying
I think
to have
going back. I mean, I think it's a great conversation that we're having.
Okay, good. So let's go. Let's move off
let's
from the physical
because
you've never seen me do sports, but I will show you my. It's on my reel.
You probably play handball.
I don't play a handball. I was actually
a
wrestler, and no,
wrestler.
See,
no. That's
and,
where all the good jocks go. Yeah, it's wrestling. No,
and
I get,
all right. Well, yeah, I'm not going to go into my my.
I know
sports
tons thing. Of wrestlers.
What's
who so much pussy? What, right.
What sport did you do?
The question is, what sport didn't I?
All right. Well,
actually, if you really want to be honest, wrestling. I never did it.
You never
it's
did.
Fucking stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was young. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You're kind of built for wrestling.
Right. Am I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You look like you could move pretty
right.
quick.
Yeah.
Well, I would teach you a wrestling workshop, and you'll take that later.
Well, I kind of probably going to pass.
Okay.
Now, I think anybody that wears those uniforms is fucking stupid.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, you have a lot of money, and
sure do.
Okay. Now, what do you?
How much
did you grow up
for me to get you just to. Kind of just hang around me with a camera and maybe snap some pictures.
Well, I'm not. No, I'm not going to be part of your entourage. See, I'm an actor.
That's the thing, not my entourage. I'm just talking about just.
Well, I don't.
I
wouldn't
I like
do that.
Just to see a flash every now and then.
Yeah. Not going
to
do that. I'm an actor and I have a career.
$20,000 done.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I make more than that. So.
Right.
Thank you though.
50.
You're very condescending.
It's not being condescending.
Well, you are.
You
this
know what I mean?
Interview started out so great, and now we're in minute fucking 10 of this interview, and now it's starting to deteriorate.
How much would you charge me to wipe my ass?
Okay, are you? Please stop drinking. Now you're doing this again. This
I'm not
is,
doing anything.
Okay, well,
would
you
wipe my ass for the right amount?
I would never wipe your ass for the right amount, and frankly, I'm offended by the question.
You're thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I'm not thinking about it.
Whatever.
You
just
keep
let's
staring
just put,
at me.
Let's put a
me.
Pin in it, and
nope.
let's leave it for
you
another day.
You keep staring. Please
let's
stop
put
staring.
Put a pin in it, and let's just leave it for another day.
Is that tequila?
Is it? Maybe if you took a shot of it and
I'm not going to do that. I'm working.
Yeah,
so
right. This is I'm working good. Too.
Yeah.
Work, right. work, work.
Okay.
This is great.
Okay, this is Brian Callen. You're listening to the Brian Callen
Your last
show.
Name's Callen?
Yeah, C-A-L-L-E-N.
I thought it was Culpepper all this time.
It's not Culpepper.
I thought it was Brian Culpepper.
Well, it's Callan. You've known it's Callan.
Brian Calvin.
Why are you insulting me on my podcast?
How am I insulting you? Because I don't know the correct enunciation of your name.
Oh, no. You're slurring your fucking words.
The correct enunciation.
See, you get mean when you get drunk.
I don't get mean.
You get drunk so fucking quickly.
Do
man.
I?
Yeah, your voice.
You know what you get quickly?
What?
You start to look at my dick.
I'm not. Why is it out again, man? No.
Tequila makes you strong.
Ah, shit. Oh, fuck.
You want to come to strip club?
No, man. I got to go, all
your
right?
Dick is going.
Look, all right, thank you. This has been the Brian Callen Show. A fucking disaster.
All right.
You've been listening to The Brian Callen Show. Be sure to visit briancallen.com for information about this episode as well as past and future episodes. You can follow Brian on Twitter at Brian Callen and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Brian Callen Comedy. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.